So let's review. Our Gemara began with the Mishnah which says, "Lechisehu b'mo'ayyoyim, lechisehu mishatechshach." If you did not insulate before Shabbos, you may of course not do so on Shabbos. However, chisov in the skala, mutu lechisehu. If you did insulate before Shabbos, but then it became uncovered, then you may recover it on Shabbos. The Mishnah then teaches, "Memali esakitun v'noisin letachas hakar oitachas hakesis," that one may insulate cold water on Shabbos in order to keep it cool. In the words of Rabbi Huda Meshmul, "Mutul hatman esatzoinen." This is even true of a davar shadarcha lahatman, something that if it were warm, you may want to insulate to maintain its warmth. Rav Nachman asked his servant Daru to insulate something cold for him because hatman esatzoinen is mutter, and to bring him water that was cooked by a non-Jew because water is nechel k'moyishu chai and therefore not subject to the isra of bishul akim. Although both of these are perfectly permissible, Reb Ami thought that considering Rav Nachman's status as an Adam Chashev, he should have been more strict on himself. The Mishnah had said, "Kisov in isgala mutar lechaseiseh." If a pot was insulated and became uncovered, you may cover it again on Shabbos. The Braisa adds, "Ebot lehaisiv moisiv," which Shem Gamliel understands to mean that you can even replace the insulation with new insulation. The Braisa concludes with several unrelated piskei halacha, including, "Le'asru elo'isim mechem," that hatman on Shabbos is only a problem in a kli rishon, but once the food has been transferred to a kli sheni, then hatman is mutter because it shows that you don't care how warm the food stays. Taman v'chisa b'davar she'ena nitl b'Shabbos. If the pot is partially covered with something muktzah, one may take the pot off since you won't handle the muktzah directly, but if the pot is entirely covered with something muktzah, one may not remove the pot at all. Manichin mechem al gabi k'deira. One may put one pot on top of another pot, but not to heat it up, only to maintain the existing heat. And the last halach of this perek, that you may not crush or melt snow or hail on Shabbos, so that the water flows out. Some Rishonim, as in Rashi, said that this would be a problem of moilet, creating a new entity on Shabbos, while others hold it's a problem of niris keschita, it looks like squeezing juices out of fruits, which would be a problem only if it is being melted into an empty cup, but not a cup which already contains liquid. We then began the fifth parak of Masechet Shabbos, Zok the Mishnah. Bameh behemah yoytze ubameh eina yoytze. The Torah forbids a person's behemah from doing any of the lamates malachas on Shabbos. This is referred to as shvisas behemtoi. Being that yoytze is a malacha, a person may not allow his animal to carry on any item or load from one rishus to another. However, if the item is not considered a load, such as an article of clothing or takshit, an ornament specific for that behemah, then it is permissible. The Mishnah then went on to list numerous items that a specific animal may go out with. The Gemara begins by focusing on neke bechatam, and Rabbi Barbachan explains that it refers to a female camel or dromedary, which may go out into a shusram while wearing its metal nose ring, which is used to control or lead the animal. A gamal, a male camel, which is by nature more calm, may go out with an afsir, a halter, which it wears around its mouth. The Gemara asks, "Machlifin shalzu bizu mahu." If they were switched, the metal nose ring with the halter, what is the halacha when an animal is wearing the restraint of a different type of animal? And Rebbe explains, if a restraint is insufficient to control one type of animal, such as a naka, a female camel with an afsir, a halter, of course it may not go out with it, since it doesn't serve its purpose. It's considered a masli, a burden. The question is in the case of netirusa yisera, excessive restraint, such as using a metal ring for a camel. This, says Rebbe, is indeed a machlokes between the Tanakama and Chananya. The Tanakama holds that since this restraint is more than necessary, and it's unusual for this type of animal to wear this type of restraint, it's considered a masli and is forbidden. Chananya, on the other hand, holds, kol netirusa yisera lo yamrina masihu. An excessive restraint is not considered a burden, and is therefore permitted. Our Amud ends with Amr of Huna Bar Chiya Amar Shmuel, teaching us that halacha kichananya, that kol netirusa yiserusa lo yamrina masehu, an excessive restraint is not considered a burden, and is therefore permitted.